Solar energy continues to grow in Wisconsin, but a few cases last week before the State Public Service Commission showed the complexity of developing solar. The PSC gave a go-ahead to We Energies to build a large solar farm and battery storage project in Dane County. However, the commission also limited another utility program of putting its solar panels on others' roofs. For a consumer group's point of view on the matters, we contacted Tom Content of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. To begin with, he told WUWM's Chuck Kornbach that CUB had some concerns about the big solar project near Madison and that it faces other challenges as well.
Yeah, well, our focus was really on the economics of the project. So we were concerned that the utility hadn't done enough modeling to show that this was going to be cost effective for customers in the years ahead. But in particular, we were glad that the PSC approved cost controls on this project. The utilities were actually seeking to spend above the allowed amount at a time when customers are seeing energy cost inflation. We didn't think this was a time to be opening the door for more overspending. So it's going to be about a $650 million project if it gets built. There are still siting issues. CUB doesn't get involved in the land use aspect of these things, but there are still siting issues that have led that project to be in court.
From people that are a mile or two away or maybe more from this proposal?
From folks that are concerned about the impacts, the visual impacts and other impacts of the changing as farmland gets converted over to solar project use.
Well, the PSC last week also had more of a discussion on a Solar Now proposal, or sometimes called a rent-a-roof. Who's proposing that and what's it all about?
So We Energies got permission to do that about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's a program where businesses can actually rent their roofs to the utility. So the utility leases putting solar, its own solar project, on the roof of its customers. This is kind of at the edges of the monopoly when there's concerns. There's state legislation and multiple cases that have been at the forefront in Madison about whether homeowners and businesses can rent their solar panels instead of paying up front by buying them outright. And we support the ability to lease your panel from solar companies. This has been an issue where the utility's actually been trying to have its own toehold in that solar leasing market. But the PSC rejected the idea to expand that program and to extend it to the Green Bay utility, Wisconsin Public Service. And we think this is an important step to say, maybe the walls of the monopoly should stop at that level. And from CUB's point of view, this was a $77 million for which the utility didn't provide a lot of rationale for why this was needed and why this was a wise use of customers' money.
So the bottom line for people that want solar roofs is they can do what next?
Businesses can still take advantage of solar group buy programs that are offered around the state, including in the Milwaukee area. And in addition, we're still seeing several processes play out at the PSC on the legal question of whether customers can lease their panels from solar companies. But at this time, the Solar Now program will be capped and won't be able to move forward.
So in the meantime, there are some early discussions too in Wisconsin about, the changeover in electric power generation to more renewables, perhaps being partly responsible for raising rates for those who don't get in on solar panels. What's the status of maybe helping out some low-income families in Wisconsin?
Good question. And what we're seeing is the run-up in commodity prices, even natural gas and coal, is really the big contributor, the big factor in what we're seeing in this year's increases that customers saw. But the increases, as we know, for We Energies were double-digit for residential customers. And so in light of that, CUB wanted to see if there were new ideas that could spring forward to help the customers who are really struggling the most. And other states have programs in place that allow utilities to charge a cheaper electric rate based on your income for those who are really having a tough time making ends meet. And now what's going to happen is Xcel Energy in Western Wisconsin has these in other states and is now proposing one for Wisconsin. And We Energies, as part of a settlement with CUB last year, is committed to discussing and proposing one for low-income customers here as well.
So one to watch, another one to watch in coming months.
That's right. It's going to be play out over the next few months, and we expect active involvement from CUB, from We Energies, from Walnut Way Conservation Corp here in Milwaukee, and others that are interested in this issue.